It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We have Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin here to discuss issues before Congress. First up is how to protect farmland from foreign interests that could create security risks. Foreign investors control roughly 40 million acres of privately held agricultural land throughout the U.S., according to the USDA. The number to talk, 800-642-1234. Senator Tammy Baldwin, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much. It's great to join you.
The omnibus spending bill signed into law in December includes legislation you introduced requiring the Agriculture Department to submit annual reports to Congress on foreign investments in American agriculture. What are you hoping to learn from these reports?
Yeah, so it has been the law for a while that when a foreign investor buys agriculture land, that they must report it. We're not certain that these databases have been kept up and are 100% accurate. So part of it is just assuring the accuracy. But we want to go the next step and understand the impact on issues like our national security and our food security. When our farmland is bought up by foreign investors, often who do not live in the community, it has significant implications for our state and for these security issues.
Congressional Republicans, as you know, are introducing a series of bills this session, the Farm Act and the PASS Act that would require a federal committee to review and possibly block foreign purchases of ag land and businesses. Do you support these bills?
Well, I'm proud to take this first step to track and make the information accessible for Wisconsinites and lawmakers to see what land is being bought and learn about how that impacts our domestic food supply, small family farmers, and national security. I think that information will provide a great basis for thinking about next steps.
In 2021, the USDA report said foreign investors controlled roughly 40 million acres of agricultural land, over 535,000 acres here in Wisconsin. That's around 2% of Wisconsin's private farmland. What do those numbers tell you? Is that a lot of Wisconsin land?
Well, one of the pieces of information that we've gotten is that foreign ownership has doubled in recent years. So that trend is something that catches my eye. The overall percentage may still be fairly small, but when we see activity increasing, doubling, we want to be aware and I think vigilant about this. Right now, I think people find it hard to attain this information. And so I worked across the party aisle with Republicans to pass this legislation to create greater accessibility to this data and to additionally charge the U.S. Department of Agriculture with analyzing the impact on our rural communities.
Let's shift gears here, discuss the Chinese spy balloon shot down off the coast of South Carolina 12 days ago now, and then the three unidentified objects shot down by military jets in recent days. Are you satisfied with the Biden administration's response here?
The incidents we've seen, of course, have gotten everyone's attention, and I have, with regard to the large balloon that crossed the continental United States and was shot down off Myrtle Beach in South Carolina, I believe that the administration acted appropriately, and I am eager to hear their further analysis once they have recovered all the debris in fairly shallow U.S. waters off the coast. That mission is ongoing, and we expect to be briefed as they learn more and more. And we have been briefed repeatedly since that has happened. The three smaller unidentified objects. My understanding is that we still have not gathered debris and been able to start an analysis, basically because of the winter conditions under which the debris is, you know, is isolated. So the first one shot off the northern coast of Alaska. It's 50 degrees below zero, and there's been a snow since that happened. And so the recovery effort may take some time, but I'm really eager to know what these objects are. And frankly, you know, my tantamount focus is that Wisconsinites are safe and that these objects pose no threat to my constituents.
Do you think, though, that the military, our military, has the capability, has the resources to track objects like the Chinese surveillance balloon?
Right now, the the answer is yes. I think that we learned throughout this instance that most of our radar and surveillance capabilities were not focused on that particular range of at that particular altitude. It's above where planes fly, and it's below where satellites are. And so there was not, I guess, a view that there was a need to. We're now doing it.
Talking with Tammy Baldwin, Democratic U.S. Senator from Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Senator Baldwin, the omnibus package President Biden signed in December includes $10 million for rural mental health services. This certainly is on your radar. Is that enough money to give farmers the support they need?
Well, this is a really critical program that recognizes that farmers face unique challenges, like long hours, intensive physical labor, volatile weather, fluctuating crop prices that all can exacerbate and cause mental health issues. And in addition, you know, there are certainly mental health services that are available out there, but we have to really look at how these fit with farmers and farm workers and the special stresses and needs. So it can be a very isolating job. You're out day long and not necessarily interacting with others. And so training the folks that you will interact with, family members, you know, the person from the bank who's talking about the loan and the repayment plans, the person who's coming out to the farm, the veterinarian, or the person who's coming, say, at a dairy farm to collect the milk, to make everyone in our rural circles more aware of the signs of stress, depression, so that appropriate referrals can be made. And this is, you know, a very, very focused program so that we can get help to those who are experiencing depression.
Which leads us to the Farm Bill. As we're talking about farming, the nearly $430 billion Farm Bill is up for reauthorization this year. What are you hoping to get out of the Farm Bill?
Well, there's a lot of priorities. We've already discussed two of them, which is tracking the foreign purchase of our farmland and bolstering the mental health services that are available for farmers, producers, farm workers. But in addition to that, I will be pushing for a robust reauthorization of my Dairy Business Innovation Initiative. That is a measure that I got in the last Farm Bill in 2018 that has helped dairy farmers across the country, but certainly in Wisconsin, add value to their operations on the farm or with their processors. This innovation initiative has allowed many to go from, you know, break even or loss to making their farms more profitable. And it provides not only small grants to maybe create a more efficient process on the farm, but also a lot of technical assistance. And so that'll be a big priority for me in the Farm Bill reauthorization.
I wonder if it would address the criticism that ag policy now is so geared toward consolidating land into CAFOs and these large-scale farming operations, which denies small family farms to stay small, denies first-time farmers an opportunity to get in the business. Can the Yes. Farm Bill address that?
Well, in fact, when we're talking about dairy, the Dairy Business Innovation Initiative does exactly that. These are grant funds that are available to small and medium-sized farms. This isn't a program that's oriented towards the large-scale operations. And frankly, if you look at the topography of Wisconsin, there are many parts of the state where you can't have a large, expansive operation. And we've had small and medium-sized farms in those parts of the state, like the Driftless region, for decades and decades. So we need to make sure that that we're supporting with technical expertise, but as well as small grants, the sort of innovation that can make small and medium-sized dairy farms competitive in this agricultural economy and getting ahead, turning a profit.
Senator Baldwin, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Tammy Baldwin is a Democratic U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, first elected in 2012. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.